when I graduated, I knew I wanted to be a hospital specialist. I didn't want to be a GP, but I also knew that I wanted to try and combine a mixture of direct clinical contact with patients, I wanted to have my own patients, with some kind of lab work. I enjoyed pathology. And at that time, looking around at the possibilities, the two specialties which looked as if they might be able to offer me this mixture were clinical genetics, medical genetics, and dermatology. And an opening came up in dermatology, which I took. There was a lot of interest in good dermatological pathology in Glasgow at that time, and that's how my career got started. I suppose, I mean, someone has to do it, as if you like. This was 1978. I was an NHS consultant in dermatology at that time. I was very interested in research, and although I enjoyed my clinical work, the research-clinical care balance was not quite what I was looking for. I had appointments, for example, to three different hospitals, to the Western Infirmary, to the Southern General, and to the Royal Hospital for Sick Children. And you did feel as if you were being pulled in different directions very strongly. You wanted to play a full part in helping in these hospitals, but you also wanted to keep some research going. I had teaching commitments, I've always enjoyed teaching, and I found that this very mixed consultant job wasn't quite what I was looking for. So I applied for the chair when it became vacant, was interviewed along with three other colleagues as I remember, all of whom went on to become professors elsewhere, and was offered the job, and was delighted to accept it.